knew a man called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some, some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
Welcome back. Some gave all. More than some gave all. Memorial Day weekend. And remembrance. Remembering those that allow us the freedoms America enjoys today.
All right, we're going to run out to Mossberg Quality Firearms.
Yes, boys and girls, we're going to go out. Your friend and mine.
The lovely Linda from Mossberg. We had a great media hunt. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Hey, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, girl?
I'm fine. Glad to be home.
Oh, I bet you are. You talk about running. My goodness.
Yeah, I ran pretty hard this last 6 weeks or so.
Also, before we get into the hunt, in Outdoor Life was a great article. Congratulations on that. That was awesome. And then you went back to Bear Camp. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Andrew McKeon, the editor of Outdoor Life, kind of knew about my passion for bear hunting, and so he asked if I would mind if he did a profile piece. So he kind of did a timeline of the past 20 years that I've been a hunter. The fact that just happened to coincide with I've taken exactly 20 bears. I've been on a few more hunts than that. It was great to be able to share my story, and hopefully maybe it will encourage some people to get out and try hunting. That was my main purpose in sharing my story.
But where'd you bear hunt this time?
Well, I headed off to Vancouver Island, which was really exciting. I did that hunt about 10 years ago. I forgot how much fun it was. It's a spot and stalk. Yeah. But because spring and we're on the island, we actually got to go out and do a boat hunt similar to what we did on our Ozark turkey hunt. So we would kind of work around the little estuaries and the little inlets, find bears feeding there along in the grassy areas and, you know, fishing a bit, getting the shellfish. It gave us an opportunity to see lots of bears and size them up. And I had a group of four. And on this particular trip, everybody was successful except me. But,
oh, boy.
But that's okay. I can't be upset about that.
No.
I'm actually going to go back in the fall. The outfitter was very kind and said, you know, we don't want you to leave a tag unsnipped. So he said, just
awesome.
Come back this fall. So I plan to head back maybe in September.
That doesn't surprise me that you'll be going on another trip, Linda. Trust me. We had a wonderful media hunt. The turkey's a little stubborn in some areas. More than a couple close calls. Some of our media folks were successful and took turkeys, and you graciously supplied the Mossberg shotguns, turkey guns for everybody. And I want our listeners, now that we got turkey season wrapped up, I want you to tell our listeners about the product that we used on our hunt during the media hunt in the Missouri Ozarks.
Well, I actually bought kind of examples from across our line of turkey guns. You know, we have pump actions and semi-autos, and we have 12-gauge and 20-gauge. And I tried to bring a wide variety so that we could find a gun that would kind of fit and work for everyone. We had a couple of what we call our youth or super bantam guns in 20-gauge, which is really great for people that are smaller stature. It doesn't mean kids only. We have a lot of adults that love them just because they like a lighter weight, more compact gun and softer recoiling. You know, with today's shells, a 20-gauge performs as good as most of us need. Then a couple of my particular favorite is our tactical turkey, which is kind of a very compact as well, but it has a six-position adjustable stock, just a little lever that you depress. So it's very easy, depending on if morning maybe I have a jacket on and some heavier clothing, I can shorten that stock. Later in the day when we're down but maybe hunting in just a T-shirt, you know, I can lengthen the stock. Or it's easy for me to be able to hand the gun over to you or someone else and make that quick adjustment in the field. So that's my personal favorite. And then I think the one that Mr. John from Hawaii fell in love with was our 835 that has the new bullseye sight system on it. I mean,
yeah, he loved that gun. He absolutely loved that gun.
He came after he got home. He sent me a note and he said, "Tell me how I get one of these." But it's a great sighting system from Marble Arms. People may know them from the rifle side of the business, but this is for a shotgun, and it actually has a front fiber optic sight, but the rear sight actually is like a little bullseye or ghost ring. And if you line that up with the front fiber optic, you are not going to miss. And it's just a great sight that works well in low light conditions. So, like I said, lots of great guns for everybody to try.
You looked at me that morning, we got on the river, and you said, "How are you going to top this? What do you think of that river hunt?"
Oh my goodness, you know, I'm so blessed to get to experience so many things out in the outdoors, but there was nothing, I can't even think of anything that compares to that. What a beautiful, beautiful morning. I mean, we had a little fog, but as it was lifting, you know, just the beauty around us was unveiled, and getting to hear the birds, you know, kind of the echo there along the river, it was just incredible. And, you know, at that point, it didn't matter if we got a turkey or not. You know, we were just having a grand time taking in the sights. We got to see the wild horses.
Yes.
It was just a great morning on the river. Makes me want to go back to Eminence. I love that area, the hospitality. You know, we got a chance to take in some of the other sites around there, the mill and some of the
springs
that are just absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah, hard to beat.
Yeah, that was on the Current River. Tell us about the Current River. Beautiful place. Wild man, Wild Billy Smith. Okay. Oh, yeah, what a great time. But at NRA meetings, I didn't get to go, but Linda Powell was there with Mossberg and covered it. And tell us a little bit about that. How's the hunting industry and the gun situation and all that stuff looking for us?
Well, I'm telling you, just coming back from the NRA, it makes you proud to be an American. I mean, we had over 80,000 in attendance. The aisles were full every day, and it's, you know, moms, dads, kids, grandparents, you know, people of all ages who are just passionate about their Second Amendment rights and out to see all the latest gear. You know, you couldn't even turn around in the Mossberg booth. We had special guests there, too. We had the Team Michelet, Jerry and Lena and Kay, and they were there signing autographs and kind of trying to share some of their secrets on how they win so many of these three-gun competitions. And then we also are a sponsor of Coleon Noir, who's NRA News Online, and he's a great spokesman for our industry, and he drew a big crowd. But and they did a great job. And, you know, this is a key time for us, a critical year with elections coming up. Could tell just being there in the convention hall that everybody's really excited and anxious to see what happens with the elections, but more importantly, you know, with protecting our Second Amendment rights and our ability to get out and to hunt and shoot and enjoy the sport that we do.
Oh, for sure. One of the things that really got my attention with Donald Trump being there, the NRA backing Donald Trump, that made all the news outlets every place in the world. Donald Trump, in 5 minutes, took the NRA and the NRA message and guns and gun owners' message around the world so quick. It was unbelievable.
You know, it's true. And, you know, I heard that I didn't get a chance to get out of the Mossberg booth, but I heard that people were wrapped around the building trying to get in. I mean, I think he drew a tremendous crowd. And I think what really speaks volumes is, you know, there were thousands and thousands of people there to see him and to support the NRA. And I didn't see a single protest or anybody there to, you know, trying to take away our gun rights. So it was just such a powerful weekend, and I think everybody's revitalized knowing that we've got to do everything we can to support the NRA and protect our rights.
And one of the things you won't hear from the news media at all, when the NRA convention came to St. Louis, when we were there in St. Louis, the crime in the downtown area where the convention was down 85%.
Yeah,
imagine
that. You won't hear that on the national news. You're exactly right.
Are you ready to rest a little bit after the way you were running this spring?
It's been a busy spring, and I'll catch my breath a little bit over the summer, but you know, I'm already thinking about fall and what's on the schedule for you know, hunting events. Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. All right, Linda. Well, thank you for being on the show. I wanted to get you on the show and talk about the guns from the media hunt, the NRA, and all the things that you do. And we really appreciate you here at Eye on the Outdoors on our radio show, KFNS 590 The Fan, because, you know, without great sponsors like Mossberg and without us working together, our listeners couldn't enjoy this show.
Well, we appreciate it too, Ray. You do a tremendous job, you know, not only in supporting us, but in really promoting hunting and shooting in the outdoor sports. So thank you for everything you do.
All right. Lovely, Linda. Appreciate it. You take care, girl, and I'll be seeing you down the road real soon, okay?
All right. Thanks so much, Ray.
All right. We need to go back to the river.
I'm ready.
All right. Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye.
And we'll see you all on the other side, baby.